With the power vested in me, I now pronounce you partners for life.
As I'm sure you saw from the front cover of People, the rest of the ceremony went off without a hitch. Except Sabine sat mortified, slinking lower and lower into her seat and trying to not catch eyes with Wyatt as he and HLM walked hand in hand together down the aisle behind the grooms. She was sure that 1 year from now, they would be walking down the aisle for real. Even Kylie Jenner gave Sabine a little pat on the back. Sabine knew she couldn't go back to Wyatt's hotel room ever again, but she didn't want to mingle with anyone at the reception either. So she did what any self-respecting woman would do. She hid in the bathroom texting her best friend.
Do you have a fever? What possessed you to do that?
I don't know.
And he said nothing.
Maybe I can pretend I have something wrong with me. Multiple personalities? A stroke?
What about severe dehydration?
What am I gonna do? A Kardashian thinks I should be ashamed of myself. I'm mortified.
I mean, I loved those Sabine beans.
But I don't know.
We've all done crazy things for love.
Oh my god, a woman just walked in and she's talking about me.
So true. I once gave a man a job because I wasn't sure if he'd go on a third date with me.
I performed a song for my ex on his birthday in front of all his friends.
Oh, but you're a terrible singer.
Then remember, I learned that the woman he was cheating on me with was there, and they're married now. What she did was brave.
Her social channels are blowing up. I mean, it's like Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Media Storm 2.0. Everyone is taking sides.
Well, I'm Team Sabine. I'll make the t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. HLM, she's got the PR team of the century. America's sweetheart.
I'm working on the new movie she's making, and her accent is terrible.
Sabine!
Hi.
We are so sorry about
everything.
Is it that terrible?
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. No. Listen, I work in PR. I'd be interested in working with you.
Wait, what?
Oh, this is gonna blow over. I mean, HLM is gonna want the spotlight back on herself immediately. Besides, it was totally romantic what you did. Just stay off socials for a few days. You know, Lizzo, Taylor, everyone deactivates their account from time to time.
I can't. I owe Moet content. I've got to be online. Oh, but I can't bear to look.
I had been monitoring Sabine's socials, and her DMs were blowing up. It was bad out there.
You need to stop doing the brand stuff. I'm a producer. I can connect you with people. Here, let me give you my card.
That's really nice of you.
Give me your phone.
I'd rather not.
Come on, you work with me now. Hand it over. Trust me, I did PR for the Jonas Brothers last year.
Okay.
Great. Now.
Oh, God, wait.
Deactivated. There you go. I'll be in touch.
Keep your chin up. What you did was brave, bold. We loved it. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but I am Team Sabine all the way.
Thank you. That's honestly too kind.
You are better than whatever they say about you. Most people would never have the courage to do what you just did.
Like that, I had been locked out of all Sabine's accounts. I started calling Sabine, like, nonstop. But she had decided to brave the reception and wasn't checking her phone.
Sabine!
Wyatt, I've got to find my table.
I'm taking photos for the grooms. Can I get one of you?
I think everyone's had enough of me.
I don't know if that's true.
The internet feels differently.
So you check socials?
Yes, and I'm getting slaughtered. Oh, that's Jane. I'm sure Moet is losing their mind that I deleted my account.
You deleted them?
Deactivated, but there was nothing on there I wanted to see.
Really?
Jane?
Sabine, are you okay? The Moet social team has called me 15 times in the last 10 minutes.
Sabine, I'll talk.
They said that they're going to cancel your contract if you don't get back online and demand repayment in full, including those first-class flights. Your big speech to Wyatt was driving hundreds of thousands of people to the previous posts. They want more traffic before it blows over. You know, sometimes things like this can result in big, unexpected opportunities.
I'll call you back. I need a moment to think.
But Moet is pushy and...
Jane, give me a second. My whole life just blew up.
She hung up before I had the chance to tell her that the entire wedding was already turning their attention to a new gossip cycle anyway. HLM had just met her future co-star, and she seemed pretty taken with him. Sabine only found out a half hour later while she was playing social pariah, sitting alone at her table.
Have you seen HLM with Charlie Hunnam? She looks love-struck. She's putting him all over her socials.
She's probably just drumming up attention for her new film.
Or she wants to make Wyatt jealous so he'll propose today.
Poor Wyatt. First I embarrass him and now HLM.
What? This is good news. Now you have a shot.
Excuse me, Sabine?
Dave, I am so, so sorry. I have no idea what came over me.
Are you kidding? I live for moments like that. Four weddings and a funeral, Maid of Honor, Princess Diaries 2. I've always wanted to go to a wedding where someone interrupted the ceremony. And you weren't trying to steal Paul. So, what do I care?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, your speech was incredible. So much drama. You brought tears to my eyes. And everyone loves you now. You're the internet's favorite hot mess. Stop playing around with Moet. You're bound for much bigger things, okay? Join my agency.
Wait, really? But I...
Let's get you doing what you really love.
You're not angry? What about HLM?
She falls in love with someone every day. We sat her next to Wyatt so she would find him charming and agree to do his first movie at a fraction of her usual fee. Haven't you seen her over there? She's in love with Charlie Hunnam today. Oh, Wyatt, he really is unlucky in love. Still, she's doing the movie, and that's all that matters. Listen, I've got to go get my groom before he decides he likes Charlie, too. Welcome to Hollywood, Sabine.
To say Sabine's head was reeling is an understatement. Sure, she was beginning to understand that HLM was not the person she had thought she was, but to see her dancing with someone else after practically demanding Wyatt marry her... Sabine kept texting herself little Sabine Beans to cheer herself up. They were terrible. Sabine Bean 515, love is pointless. Sabine Bean 516, never take chances on love. Sabine Bean, you get the point.
Sabine! Sabine! You must meet Charlie. Charlie, Sabine is my best friend. She's going to be a famous actress one day.
Aren't you, you know, don't you want to talk about what happened earlier?
Wyatt who? Apparently that was all a stunt to get me to agree to do a film with him. So I'm on the rebound. Do you know that Charlie has been nominated for 2 Critics' Choice Awards? I mean, look at him.
Oh,
but
stop.
Didn't you want to get married to Wyatt?
I think I was just caught up in the moment. Charlie is the real deal. Ugh, I think I may have broken Wyatt's heart, though. But I am an actress, and I'll do his silly movie. Anyway, Charlie is going to carry me around all night instead. Sabine, you must come dance with us later. Kisses.
Not 3 minutes after HLM came over, Wyatt stopped by our table.
Hey.
Looks like you and HLM are still talking.
Yeah, she seems... fine. Are you?
Oh, yeah. I will be. Did you reactivate your account yet?
No. I just need a moment to breathe. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Sabine, I...
Hello, party! We have a long list of speeches. Everyone loves the grooms, it seems. Or everyone in attendance is so used to being the center of attention, they can't let a good microphone go by without standing in front of it. If everyone could get to their seats again. Thanks.
Sabine, would you want to...
Wyatt, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. I regret it.
Do you?
Yeah. So, are we cool?
Yeah. Yeah, we're cool.
The entire wedding party, please. Wyatt, don't make me call you out, man. I think that's already happened enough today.
So the wedding speeches started. Sabine was only half paying attention. George Clooney gave a funny toast with Brad Pitt where they pretended to be the grooms. Socials were going off. I was watching the skit basically in real time. To the right of the stage, I could see Wyatt, who wasn't watching the skit but seemed to be staring out into the audience. I didn't blame him. HLM was practically sitting on Charlie Hunnam's lap.
Why is HLM on the lap of another man?
Apparently she falls in love with a new person every day.
Well, what about poor Wyatt?
Poor Wyatt? He'll have another woman falling all over him soon enough. Why didn't you tell me he came to visit you?
My dear, if I had a dollar for every good-looking con man I've had the doorman send away, I'd be even richer than I already am. I mean, honestly, who comes knocking at the door of a poor old woman left in charge of orphans?
Men who were raised right. Men with manners. Wyatt Wolf.
Thank you, Miss Wild. Now, the grooms are excited to turn the microphone over to one of their best friends. He's already been the focus of a lot of attention today, so he probably needs no introduction. Mr. Wyatt Wolf.
So, you might know that I'm more of an off-camera than an on-camera type of guy. In fact, I'd prefer to do almost anything than be up on this stage. But someone very brave stood in front of all of you today and talked about love. And I guess it inspired me.
He's talking about me.
The two men up here are my best friends. Because of them, I've learned to overcome resentment about things that have happened in my past. I've learned to lead with forgiveness rather than fear. But it was only today that I learned bravery is not something reserved for the Navy. Today I learned bravery is something two people in love must do every single day. So before we raise our glass and cheers, I would like everyone here to say something brave to someone that you love. In honor of these two men. Come on. Don't be scared. Pick up your phones. I'm serious. Come on. Go to social media or wherever you text and be brave. Send a note of love to someone you care about. Maybe you're making up for the past. Maybe you're working towards the future. Maybe you just want to say, I love you. Come on, you can do it. I already sent mine. I can see everyone is still a little nervous. Fine. It's cool. Would it help if I read out the message I sent? As far as I can tell, the woman I love hasn't read it yet, so I don't even know how it'll be received. Dearest Sabine.
Oh my God.
That was when Sabine whipped out her phone, reactivated her accounts, and there it was. A DM from Wyatt sent not 10 minutes after the grooms had said I do, that he was now reading aloud to the entire congregation.
You know that I am too private to dramatically declare my intentions to you from a stage. Well, here I am, having to do it anyway. Your bravery to tell me how you feel, to say you loved me in front of the whole world today, shocked me. And I couldn't speak right then, for a lot of reasons, but mostly because when I finally told you how I felt, I wanted to be able to tell you alone. But you refused to check your socials, so... Okay, here goes. Sabine, I've loved you since the moment I saw you. With you, I feel alive. I feel loved. When you broke up with me, I thought it would be impossible to recover, and I was right. For 8 years, I hid my love for you. I just focused on my work. I tried to find someone else, but none of them are you, Sabine. And how foolish we've been to love each other and be apart for so long.
Yes, Sabine, go get your man.
thank you, in the back. Let's build a life together. I want to hold you. I want to kiss you. real bad. I pledge my love to you, here, privately. Well, now, publicly. As you have pledged your love to me, please, for the rest of our lives, let us never again be parted.
Oh, Wyatt, I never want to be parted from you again either.
Louder for those in the back!
So, Sabine stood up, and then everyone else stood up and started clapping. The rest is history. Wyatt rushed down from the stage towards Sabine and kissed her to the cheers of everyone around them. Then they walked straight out of the reception and to someplace a little more quiet. They had 8 years, nearly a decade, of misunderstandings to make up for.
I love you.
I love you too. I thought there was never a chance.
I'm so, so sorry. I was scared and...
No. I'm sorry. I only couldn't tell you how I felt right then because of HLM. I was scared she was so madly in love with me she'd ruin my career or drop out of the film or...
Or throw herself off another wall.
I was worried what other people would think. Which is exactly what I blamed you for all these years. I'm so sorry, Sabine.
Maybe it could have never worked before now. It doesn't matter anyway.
Come here. Closer. Closer. I might never be able to tear myself away and go back to the wedding.
I'd rather have you than anything at that wedding.
Should we go back to our room?
I mean, unless you want to go in there and watch HLM dance with Charlie.
You want to get that?
Oh, it's just Layla wondering why I keep sending her DMs on Instagram in third person. OMG, Sabine is going home with Wyatt Wolf right now? What?
What?
Have I been hacked? Wait, there's another one. I feel like I deserve a raise for this weekend. I basically orchestrated this entire thing. What?
Wait, is this another phone hacking scandal?
No, I'm not that famous. Oh my god. Oh my god, Jane!
What, she texts for you?
No, I must have left my messages syncing with my iPad. And now Jane's accidentally shot off a DM on the wrong Instagram account. Has she been snooping this entire time? I need to call her.
Hey, hey, hey. I think we have more important things to do.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah, I got caught. For the room fiasco, for snooping the whole weekend. But don't feel bad for me. Sabine actually gave me a raise. And even though she stopped influencing pretty soon after, or at least she had to post a lot less because she was getting auditions left, right, and center, she still needed me for hair and makeup. And not too much time passed before she moved into Wyatt's actual bedroom. For good. And Sabine wanted to know if I was interested in taking over one of the rooms in her gorgeous apartment. I said yes. 1 million times yes.